Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, we just released another info bomb as we come into the second hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host here every Sunday with this syndicated late edition, The Final Word, at the end of 1 week, the start of another. Coming up, we told you day one, all the evidence showed it was going to be staged. Now come out mainstream news, but back of the paper, that situation a few weeks ago with the Iranian patrol boats and the audio of "we're going to blow you up in 1 minute" was absolute bull. We're going to also get into some of the election news that is developing. But right now, let's get to your phone calls. This will be a grab bag. People bringing up all these different subjects that hopefully get our neurons firing in different directions, getting you thinking what this broadcast is all about. Let's talk to Greg, listening north of Austin. I guess a 590 listener here deep in the heart of Texas. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Jones. This is Dr. Gregory Lopriato in Austin, Texas. We have met, sir. I was Dave and Laura's best man, and your children play with their children. We met at the draft house. It was memorable for me. It may not have been memorable for you. Anyways, Mr. Jones, I would like to talk very briefly about why the elitist will ultimately fail, and why I think Ron Paul may well win Texas. Sir, I am a student of the physical, biological, and sociological sciences. And Sir Isaac Newton gave us the equation force equals mass times acceleration. Now, in the physical sciences, the mass is held constant in many experiments, and the conjugate variables such as temperature, pressure, and entropy are varied so that we can see how various masses behave under different conditions. Now, the elitists, although they may not be conscious of it, they are using that same equation and the complementary laws of thermodynamics. In my view, the elitist substitute for force, mass rather than physical masses, are the people who the elitists are trying to gain control of, and they are doing that by the acceleration component of the equation using such things as political correctness. They are attempting to standardize the masses, Mr. Jones, by...
That's exactly, and going back to the Prussians 200 years ago, whose design was imported here and throughout the rest of Europe and the world, that's what they want. They talk about us being cogs, automatons, kind of like Metropolis or the Brave New World, so they can standardize everything to control everyone.
Yes, sir, but ultimately they will fail because the second law of thermodynamics dealing with entropy. Says that this empire will eventually pop like...
Also chaos theory.
Well, that is related to entropy. Chaos is a subset of Sir Isaac's second law. Sir, may I turn to a second subject?
Sure.
I am the Williamson County coordinator for the Ron Paul VoteCount.com effort.
And that's trying to document the election. I mean, he's clearly been cheated everywhere but Nevada. A lot of the polls, the internal polls, show he should be getting second place everywhere. But Nevada is the only place where we didn't see the major signs of fraud. And, I mean, it's coming out that they're giving him zero votes where he got votes. It's coming out that they're engaged in all forms of chicanery and have all these felons running things. I mean, we just sent a bunch of people in Ohio, election officials, to prison. We said that was a fraud in 2004. Not that I liked Kerry. We're just reporting the fact. They went to prison. This is real.
You're on point, sir, and this effort is an attempt to deal with the chicanery that you speak of. We are offering the voters a chance to have their votes notarized. We need more boots on the ground.
You need volunteers. Fire them out, my friend. Fire them out quick.
Sir, we need your help. We need men and women at the polling stations. Please have them go to www.ronpaulvotecount.com.
All right, sir. That's fantastic. And folks, you can say, well, they're going to engage in election fraud. We can't win. What's the point in watching the fraud? And we know there's big fraud right here in Travis and Williamson and Hayes County with the same system running it. You know, over 80% of the precincts, we've caught them. Well, just 5 years ago in major polls, about 10-12%, depending on the poll, go look these up, believe it was election fraud engineered at the highest levels. Not voter fraud, election fraud. Now in major polls, go pull this, upwards of 85% believe there is systemic, endemic, system-wide, pandemic would be the word, across-the-board fraud. So see, now people are angry, they're upset. All right, so that's the first step to get people convinced it's happening, show them the evidence. You have to let them know there's a problem before you can set about fixing it. And if we just give up and say, oh, there's all this corruption, there's nothing we can do, let's give up, then they're certainly going to win. And people are waking up to the corrupt New World Order system. That is the good news, as you said, sir. Let me see who else has been holding the longest. Let's talk to Eric in San Marcos, Texas, another 590 KLBJ listener. And he wants to talk about Planned Parenthood for eugenics. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
I went to go see you at Waterloo. Great, great presentation. I'd like to go on and tell you I was watching the Trinity Broadcast Network, and there's a link off their website where this group, these two individuals called Planned Parenthood, and they asked, they recorded the entire conversation. You should be able to find it on the Trinity Broadcast Network website somewhere.
Email it to, like, Aaron at InfoWars.com or Trey at InfoWars.com so I get it.
So what happened was they asked to donate a large sum of money for the specific reason for only an abortion for an African-American woman so she could have an abortion, and they were all for it. And he even made it clear, saying, oh, yes, I want it because I'm afraid of affirmative action. And they were down for it. And what makes me sick to my stomach is the fact that when they go back and they want answers of why they were accepting this donation for this reason, they try to stick them with an illegal wiretapping. You know, it's wrong. It's out wrong, man.
Well, I hear you. Let me just say this. There's only a few states that have that law. So if it wasn't in Connecticut or New York or a few other places, that's fraud. That's not illegal wiretapping. But let me just explain something here. It's not my opinion. My whole film Endgame is covering this. It's what you've got to get it, folks, at InfoWars.com. Get the DVD. Make copies. Get it out to people. You want the high-quality DVD. If you can't afford it, Google Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And watch for free on Google Video. It's all over the web. Please, spend the 2 hours, 20 minutes watching. I mean, I made a film that cost me $150,000 to make, and I'm just saying, here, it's free. Have it. Please, find out who these people are. Eugenics had the minds of over 90%, in fact, I think it's more than that, of those scientific minds. They believe in it. And that was just a few generations ago. That's what they're carrying out under new names. Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist. And then she's one of the top, 20 women, you know, in Time Magazine or whatever. They cover up who these people are. I don't think I have time to go to another call. We're going to come back, and I'm going to get to LaVon, Derek, Andrew, and others that are patiently holding 877-590-5525. Before we end this break, I keep forgetting to plug this. If you're a Texas listener, or even if you're in Oklahoma or New Mexico or Louisiana, I mean, it's worth it to come to this because it's really great. I've never been an official participant in it. I'm just always invited. George Norrie called me a few weeks ago, hosted the second biggest radio show in the country, that next Friday night, this coming up Friday, I'll be live with him 3 hours in studio here at News Radio 590 KLBJ nationwide. And he invited me to be spend an hour or so of time with him up on stage. Just a real gentleman, so I'll be at that event. A lot of other people are going to be there from the station, some national hosts as well. That's at the Austin Convention Center this Saturday. It's absolutely free, and I hope to see you there. You can also go to 590KOBJ.com to get maps, details, to the Austin Convention Center. That's coming up in 6 days here in Austin. We'll be back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 18, 2008. Gold, 880.80. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $906.58, $446.60 for half, $223.30 for quarter. That's $906.58, $446.60, and $223.30. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It is quite a circus in here today. They got me under the hot lights, Independent Film Channel, documentary filmmakers, the guys that won the South by Southwest Award for Darkon are here with us in studio. They've been following me around off and on for, what, 6 months or so. We also have, coming up in the next 3-4 months, a Discovery Channel piece, a full hour on the wicked Alex Jones. And I am holding my breath to see what happens there. Doesn't matter what people say or do, though. I think these guys are good here. Because it just makes folks check out what I'm actually saying, what I'm actually doing, what we're actually discussing, and then they wake up. Some words about Ron Paul and election fraud. Coming up on the 29th, you're going to have the Florida primary. What is it, the third largest state? It goes the most delegates, California, and of course Texas, then Florida, then New York. And I think you're going to see more election fraud there against Ron Paul. I mean, if he gets half the votes at the poll show he's getting, it's a fraud. Again, he got second place Friday in Nevada. And guess what happened? I watched Fox. I watched CNN. No one reported on it. They just said McCain got second place. Absolutely amazing. Look into it for yourself. You're asking, how can that be? He tied with McCain. I think he got 15 point something actually above McCain, and McCain got a few percentage points under him. Got 15, where is that here? I've got an article, 15 point something, and Paul got 15 point something. I know Paul won. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you win in this rigged game. It doesn't matter if you beat that little creature, that gun-grabbing, open-border-loving, New World Order piece of trash. Have you noticed how both parties are circling the wagons against the people, talking about how they're working together to save the economy and help you and take good care of you because they love you so much? I want everyone to understand they just want you to think they're doing something about the economy, exactly what the establishment wanted to happen from the IMF, the World Bank documents that we have, the banking documents we have, is what is now unfolding, and it's going to get very, very, very bad. The people that got gold, you could be looking at $2,000 gold the next year. It's already gone up from 300 to 900 plus, as we told you it would. But don't listen to us. There's paid liars that I'm sure will be glad to give you a bunch of bull. You can just listen to them. You know, don't listen to people that have incredible track records of accuracy. Let's talk to LaVon. LaVon in San Francisco Bay Area. It says LaVon is 16 years old. We don't screen your calls, but if you volunteer what you're calling about, they'll put it on the computer screen here for me. By the way, if you disagree with me, 877-590-5525. LaVon, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I've been doing this for about 3 years, and I've been doing this stuff like 12 or 13.
You mean doing this, finding out about the New World Order?
Finding out about the New World Order, eugenics, and I was amazed to see when your movie came out. I've seen all your movies. I've a lot of the things I saw before your movies, and then when you came out with the movies, I was amazed. It's in my community. Things like they have this UN youth organization in my school, and the kids are just dumbed down. They don't know what's going on.
They're literally, we are Homo sapiens sapien, we're primates, and the elite openly say that, and they treat us like animals. It's humans that are into how humans operate, but they use it for evil, and then they've trained us to be gibbering monkeys. The general public, I watch them, who aren't aware, are literally gibbering monkeys.
And I bring them the evidence. I show them that, okay, this is what it's about. This is what's going to happen. The dollar's going down. My history teachers aren't even aware of this.
They don't know what the dollar, they don't understand currency, they don't understand value. I know, the basic things that our grandfathers and great-grandfathers and mothers knew, basic knowledge. Look, one-fifth of Americans, and they have these surveys every year of university students, but also of adults, one-fifth of Americans can't find the U.S. on a map, okay? 80-plus percent of, sophomore college students, they had a survey 2 years ago, didn't know who the vice president was, but they know how to act cool. They know how, if you look at them wrong, to start a fight with you. They know how to snicker and call. You know, if you say the government's corrupt, they just snicker and go, that doesn't exist. Ha, ha, ha. But you're out there, my friend. But listen, people are waking up. Positive things are happening. People are starting to see the big picture. And we're planting seeds. And as things get worse and worse, as more and more of what we said comes true, people are going to remember that. They're going to see films I made 10, 11 years ago. They're going to see TV shows I did 13 years ago. They're going to see what a lot of other patriots and truth tellers and alternative media said and did. And our stock's going to continue to rise. Okay? There's a lot of people in the system who aren't evil, a lot of powerful, wealthy people who aren't corrupt, who aren't in the controlling corridors, but are also in those circles, and they're very upset. I talk to them. I mean, I've talked to billionaires. I've talked to retired four-star generals. I've talked to people you wouldn't believe off record because they know I know how to keep my mouth shut. People say stuff's off the record. They're completely freaked out. I mean, listen, tons of the Hollywood elite are building emergency relocation places for their families in Singapore and the Cook Islands, in New Zealand, in Costa Rica. I mean, Schwarzenegger, Gibson, they're all fleeing there. Gibson's got my films and watches them. They're all, you know, I mean, they've got jets fueled, ready for their families to get out. The analogy is the U.S. was a great palace, and now the elite is out on the front lawn grabbing onto helicopter skids as they take off. You ever seen the fall of Saigon? You know, in the early 70s when we were leaving, mid-70s, and there's the images of the troops and the people literally hanging off helicopter skids. And the elite is just, they set up the system, they sucked us dry, and I mean, the billionaires. I mean, people worth $1 billion, $6 billion. People I know. People I know who represent wealthy people. I mean real wealth. I mean, they are totally freaked. They've got bodyguards. They've got weapons caches offshore. They've got barbed wire fences. They've got people with machine guns ready to protect them. They know. And they're begging the elite. There's people throughout the strata, throughout the World Bank, IMF, British, U.S. government, intelligence agencies, FBI, saying, don't do it. Don't set off nukes in the U.S. Don't blame it on Al-Qaeda. Don't bring in the New World Order. Don't do it. Well, I'm not a billionaire. I'm not a millionaire. I don't have anywhere to go. This is all I've got in this country. I'm going down with the ship. And the ship's literally on its side. It's smoking. It's on fire. And you've got all these pansy, mainline, arrogant, self-centered people going, nah, 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 we love it. There's no corruption. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I watched television last night for about an hour in Dallas. We were doing shoots there for a JFK film I'm making with the fellow that wrote the screenplay for JFK, their main consultant, Jim Mars, and also E. Howard Hunt's firstborn son, St. John Hunt, cover of Rolling Stone magazine about what we always knew, him confessing to being part of the killing Kennedy, the government. And after the shoot, after 3 days of shooting, I went in and collapsed. We're in a room eating ice cream. I'm watching television, and I was flipping through every channel, and it was more and more insane and mentally ill and just mindless and decadent and stupid. I mean, we're babes to the slaughter here. Do I have time to jam in one more call before we go to break? Can't even see my producer in there, do I? That's strange. I guess he doesn't hear me in there. Do we have time to go another call? We do? Okay. Let's go ahead and see, I got a different clock during the week, different clock here, and I forget the clock. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Wisconsin. Andrew, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been trying to get on for a couple times, but I know...
You know, I actually shouldn't have gone to your call. I'm going to come right back to you, okay? That's stay there, Andrew. Stay there, Derek. Everybody else, stay right there. We'll come back to you after this quick break. Get into them staging the Iran situation, trying to start World War III a few weeks ago. That's now admitted to have been staged. And a lot more. The websites are truthnews.us, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. We'll be back.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel
it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back live. Sorry about that caller. Let's go back to Andrew in Wisconsin. Let him finish up what he was saying. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, Alex, you know, I don't know if it's the dumbing down, if that's a correct phrase, of society, or if it starts in high school.
It's the distracting. It's the destruction of the language, the shrinking of the language. It's the sodium and stannous fluoride in the water. Go ahead.
It seems like it starts, you know, with the brainwashing in high school, with not giving you the truth. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes on to college, and then it goes into the yuppies where they sit in their cubicles. And it just seems like, and I don't know if it's the baby boomers, I don't want to go negative and say it's the Vietnam vets and when they came back.
It's the entire society has had it so good so long, they stopped being involved in society and everything fell apart.
It's true. My father is similar to your viewpoints. When I was young, he would talk about, when I was 6 or 7, 26, when I was 6, he would say, watch when the government comes to your house to wipe you. But you know what I'm saying? Stuff, crazy stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to help you.
To come wipe your butt. You know what I mean? That's how it's going to be when they're going to, you know what I mean? It's overtaking. I work 50 hours, like you're saying. And when I was younger, you're supposed to work 50 hours and have a house and a family. It isn't happening anymore. You know what I mean?
No, you're absolutely right. Look, the elite doesn't care about you. In fact, they're disgusted with the population, but they've helped turn the population into what it is, by and large, as a generalization. And people better know it's a very serious world. The veneer of civilization is very, very thin. And we have some very, very wicked people running our society. Let's go to another caller. Let's talk to Derek in Canada. You're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hey, thanks for having me on. In regards to the immigration problem that you guys are having down in the United States, I think it's important to note that it's not something that's just inherent to the United States.
All of Europe, by design, and official government policies, including Canada and North America, is being overrun by design by the third world to drive down wages and destroy the middle class, the historical enemy of the ruling elite.
That's right, and we have a similar problem up here. However, the only fundamental difference is that in Canada, they're unbelievably overt about it. Just for example, the Moncton City Council of New Brunswick, at present, is going over to South Korea and holding these massive seminars, spending millions of dollars of tax dollars, our money, to convince these people to migrate here so that they can fill jobs that they're worried that are not going to be able to fill because people are not having kids. There's a massive exodus out west where people can find better jobs. And the only reasoning I can see why they would want to do that is to drive down the wages. They don't want to pay a fair wage.
Absolutely. It's the elite waging war on the population. Excellent point, because they're monopoly men. In a free market, you want to protect your nation, build it up. But this is not a, quote, free market. It's a monopoly market. And a nationalistic free market, it is the opposite. Let's talk to Tony in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Tony. Welcome.
Good evening, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
Hi. Just a reminder, if you could remind your listeners to leave the NRA and go with the GOA.
That's right. The NRA is a pro-gun control group. They have sponsored every major gun control bill that has passed, the 68 Gun Control Act, the Brady Bill in 1993. They have supported the 2000 NICS expansion. They have now supported the Veterans and Police Disarmament Act.
Yes, sir, they have. I joined the GOA last week, and I intend to stick with them, but just as a side note, I'd like to let you know that you're freaking out all of my friends. I've started making copies of Endgame and sending them to all my friends on DVD, and they keep coming to me going, well, how did this all happen all of a sudden? And it's like, it hasn't been all of a sudden. It's been happening for decades. And
well, we show
the
last 200 years history, starting with Napoleon on. The first of the film explains all of it.
Right. Well, I understand that, but I've been referring them to your website, and when they start seeing Police State and they start seeing your other videos, it just freaks them out.
But are they waking up, or are they going back in their turtle shell?
They're waking up, but slowly.
Well, good job.
Seems to be very slowly.
Well, it's shocking to learn that the NRA has great members, wonderful people, but that it was founded for gun control, is run by gun control. Gun Owners of America, second largest Second Amendment group in the country, and really the only large Second Amendment group. It's not the Judas Coat, not the Benedict Arnold, not the Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. When they find out the NRA, the globalists weren't going to get our guns without controlling the so-called pro-gun group. And that's what they've done, and that's how they fooled the population. Let's go ahead now and talk to James in Los Angeles. James, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. You know, I've just been turned on to your program in the last couple of weeks because I'm a big Ron Paul supporter, and a friend of mine here in L.A. told me to listen, and I've been doing it. I think you've been doing a heck of a job with that. There's a couple things I disagree with you on, but I completely agree with you, like I just mentioned, about Ron Paul and your economic assertions, and you had the Bob Chapman on recently, who was excellent as well. The only thing I wanted to get through to you, though, on 9/11, I don't know if you ever saw my exchange with Lee Hamilton of the 9/11 Commission. If you go to representativepress.blogspot.com, you'll see a link there on the upper left. It's a video.
Lee Hamilton of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission.
Yeah, but Alex, seriously, I mean, you've got somebody here who agrees with you in many areas. It's not a hostile call, okay?
But hold on, let me just stop you. A lot of listeners don't know who Lee Hamilton is. I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute. That's what they would do on any talk show or C-SPAN. If a caller calls into C-SPAN and they got a guest on and they say the name of a government official or someone on a commission, I just stated who he was. So he was on the 9/11 commission appointed by Bush. They call independent, appointed by Bush. So that's why I just put you on hold. And I think he hung up after I put him on hold. Sir, if you want to call back and get back in, you might have thought I hung up on you when I put you on hold. You were talking over me. I wanted to finish my point. See, I'm not bad because I just said who that was. A lot of people listening, driving down the road in Tennessee or Texas or New York or Southern California, they don't know who we were talking about. Okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Paula. Oh, we just lost Paula's call. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam in Cedar Park. That's basically Austin, Texas. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, Alex, I wondered if you'd ever heard of the term the dark side of the coin.
No.
I met a man that said that he kind of worked for the dark side of the coin, as he put it. And he worked for, he said he actually didn't even work for an agency of the government, but he was over there in Europe. in the 1950s, the mid-50s, and he got a hold of this book called Greater Germany and World Events. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay, it's a...
It rings a bell.
It was a leather-bound book with all sorts of photography from Heinrich Hoffmann, Hitler's personal confidant, and... The historians don't know about this book yet. He said he got one from Germany and brought it back, and he showed it to me. It's just amazing. It's got captions under each photo and a summary at the month at the end of each month's photos of what was done. But the basic title is, you know, Greater Germany and World Events. It's all in German Gothic script, and it's from the Ministry of Propaganda. And I just thought I'd bounce that off of you because I think it's a fascinating.
Well, what's its basic premise? What's it say?
I don't know what it says. It's German Gothic script, and I don't read German, but I do know that that we looked and we found another one in Germany that they sent to us. And, you know, it's got weird photos in it. Like, it's got a map of Europe, how Europe was going to be divided up when they got rid of Germany. It had photos of maps that the Germans discovered how basically England had to plans to get rid of Germany and how Europe was going to be divided. It just really had a photo of Roosevelt as a Freemason standing with the Supreme Court judges and some kind of caption under that. I mean, I don't know what it said, but whatever story it tells, it'd probably be fascinating.
Absolutely. I mean, I really can't comment on a book that I haven't read. I know the historical fact is that Lord Milner in England, by the 20s, wanted to set up a dictator in Germany, have Germany then destroy Europe, and then England could then come in and dominate Europe. By England, the Anglo-American establishment that did indeed do all of that. Continuing with your very interesting phone calls, taking us in so many different directions, on the other side of this quick break, again, the website's ourtruthnews.us. And I'm going to be at TalkFest here in Austin, the Austin Convention Center, next Saturday. Find out more at 590KLBJ.com.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin
begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with Electro-Chi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with Electro-Chi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, I'm Alex Jones, your host, blasting out across the nation and the internet worldwide. All right, let me hit one final news story, and then I'm going to go right to four or five final calls. Jay and James and others from around the country that are patiently holding. Remember 3 weeks ago, the Iranian patrol boats supposedly came out in their tiny blue motorboats, their jet boats, and threatened the giant destroyers task force that were going into the Persian Gulf. And Bush said this could be war. The media was saying this is unbelievable evil. We've never seen such evil, except when our own government blew up two of their passenger liners and keeps bombing their ships over the years. You didn't know about that. Second biggest naval engagement since Midway in World War II was in what was it, 1991 after the Gulf War. They blew up a bunch of the Iranian ships, sunk some of their battleships, claiming something like this happened too. And then the tapes finally got released, and it was the Iranians doing their regular, this happens with the Coast Guard on our coast. When you come right up on the edge of their waters, they come out and say identify, and our ships say identify. And those tapes were brought out, and they were being polite, and our captains and people on board the ships were being polite. And they said, okay, somebody was joking, and it wasn't the Iranians. It's somebody all the ships know. It's a radio pirate who likes to pop on and make jokes. You know, a fake Persian accent. We are going to blow you up in 1 minute. And we told you day one it was fake, and now it's in the Asia Times. It's now come out in several major U.S. newspapers. Steve Watson for Infowars.net wrote a really important report you should go read. Remember what Ron Paul said, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said, I said, so many others said they would try to stage a Gulf of Tonkin there to get a war going, claiming some of our ships have been attacked. And then exactly that. Garth Porter, a journalist who previously broke a story regarding a secret Iranian peace overture to the Bush administration in 2006, writing for the Asia Times, states that the event was hyped up in a major incident after the original press release described the event as somewhat routine and did not refer to any threat to explode U.S. ships or any similar confrontation. And you better believe that was the CIA or another unnamed intelligence agency coming over that line saying we're going to blow you up. And now the people on board the ships are saying, yeah, somebody pops in and says that all the time, and we've, you know, triangulated where it's coming from. It's not coming out of Iran. And the Iranians are smart enough now to have video cameras all over their boats, all over their shoreline, and there was even video of them on the walkie-talkies, and I mean on the radios, and then the U.S. had to admit, okay, they didn't threaten us. And the boats were like a half a mile away behind them. I mean, tiny little five-man boats driving around with giant missile cruisers and jets and helicopters flying overhead. Oh, they're going to get us. This is just incredible. Okay, James in L.A. accidentally got disconnected. He had a point he wanted to make about talking to one of the people in the 9/11 Commission. James, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Hi, Alex. Listen, that was just one, a point I wanted to make. I had it out with Lee Hamilton, but I want to get to the issue of Iran and the USS Liberty and McCain and talk about other issues that I'm sure we agree on as well.
Go ahead. You got the floor.
Sounds good. With regard to what happened with what you just mentioned in the Strait of Hormuz, yeah, that's like a Gulf of Tonkin, too. I mean, you've got the USS Liberty attack back in 67, and what I wanted to mention about that is here we have Israel basically treacherously attacking our ship. You can go to USSLiberty.com to check that out. I'm a friend of Captain Ward in Boston, who you might want to have on your program as well.
I have interviewed him 3 times.
Yeah, well, we should really nail McCain with this, because I was on C-SPAN right before McCain.
And it was his father, the admiral, that helped cover it up.
Well, yeah, Admiral Isaac Kidd, he worked for him, did 3, like, naval court of inquiries for him. And what happened is McCain's father, just like you mentioned, helped to cover it up. And here we have McCain selling himself as a patriotic American when he's been selling out to the Israelis, not only with the USS Liberty attack, but also with the war in Iraq. That was all for the pro-Israel lobby, Alex. You can look at the Walton Mersheimer book, you know, the U.S. foreign policy. It's Israel lobby and U.S. foreign policy. Just go to IsraelLobbyBook.com to check that out. And there's a media blackout on that, too. I tried to get 60 Minutes to do it. Got an email back from the executive office, and they're saying, no, we won't do it. And that was a month before the book came out. Yet I was able to get it out on the BBC internationally. The problem in our country, as you've been addressing as well, is the media blackout. Look what we have to deal with regarding that with Ron Paul. Another issue. Let's get a campaign against McCain. I mean, look what they did to Kerry. I didn't like Kerry at all. He was strumming, playing guitar with...
Exactly. You know, I mean, they can't just stage the election. They have to have a fall guy or a guy with a glass jaw to take a dive like Kerry. Both parties are bought. That's how they control it. So, but look, on the situation of the USS Liberty, 1967, during the Six-Day War, it is true that Israel, for more than 2.5 hours, with patrol boats firing 50 caliber and then larger cannons and torpedoes and Deschamps Missouri bombers and Mirage fighter bombers, did attack the ship, and then the ship called for help. It wasn't even in Israeli waters. And now the Israeli pilots have gone public saying they were ordered to attack it. They knew it was an American ship. That's in Israeli papers. And the Chicago Tribune reported the NSA is now releasing intercepts, and it has been declassified, the Israeli intercepts, the U.S. intercepted, where they said attack the American ship, sink it. And then you can debate all day why they did it, but the more important fact is they've now released the transcripts, and I've interviewed the admirals, I've interviewed the captain before he died, I've interviewed Ward Boston, the judge advocate general. He was a captain of the town, then became a general and ran that investigation. They were ordered to stand down, and that LBJ, when the admirals, 100 miles away, launched jets in the Med, and they were ordered to turn those jets back, and the admiral said, no, I want to hear from the president. They told McNamara over the phone. I've talked to multiple people who heard this up in the conning towers. Admirals. And I talked to the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, went public about this. I guess he's bad, too, though. Admiral Thomas Moore, he just died a few years ago, great man. And LBJ came on the phone and said, that ship, you know, I don't care if that GD ship goes to the bottom, no help, recall the aircraft. And people said that wasn't true. Well, now the NSA intercepts have been released, and the evidence we've gotten, what the survivors believe, Congressional Medal of Honor winners, by the way, some of them, most highly decorated ship in U.S. history, you didn't know that, folks, was that they were trying to sink the ship. To blame it on Egypt as a false flag, it looks like our government was involved because it was an intelligence ship, and the executive branch had that ship parked out there and then was in collusion to do that. And it's very, very horrible. But my point is that all governments do this. And so, you know, we get into an Israel bashing fest instead of just intellectually going, yes, Israel stages terror attacks. That's been in Haaretz. It's been in the Jerusalem Post. They created fake al-Qaeda groups. Just type that into Google. Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups to bomb Israeli cities to get their people to go along with a police state. Our government does it. The Germans do it. The British do it. The Italians do it. The Japanese do it. The Chinese do it. And this is a favorite tactic of government. And you're absolutely right, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay. Jay, you're on the air from New York.
The admiral's
on. Okay, he's got his radio up. Go ahead. I'm going to have to let him go. And I don't think we're going to take any more calls, ladies and gentlemen. We've only got about 2 minutes left. I know we have listeners all over the country and the world. But if you're blessed to live in Texas, God bless Texas. George Norrie invited me to be in studio. He's going to be here in town. His station here that broadcasts in Austin is the station we transmit out of. to syndicate around the country and the world is News Radio 590 KLBJ. And they've got Talk Fest. It's coming up that Saturday. He'll be here in town Friday. I'm going to be in studio with him on the nationwide broadcast for 3 hours. Really honored to do that. I'm always honored when they, the last 3 years in a row, have invited me to that. And then he invited me again to be at Talk Fest. I'm not sure how much I'll be up on stage with him. Really could care less one way or the other. It sounds like a lot of fun. I like seeing the people out there at the event. The big deal is I'll be in studio with him here at the station going out nationwide, coming up next Friday night into Saturday morning. So you'll definitely want to tune in for that. And you can meet George Norrie at TalkFest. That's going to be at the Austin Convention Center, really nice facility. And there's going to be all the local hosts and some other national hosts. John Drongrill is really interesting, Pat Robertson, Cheryl McLaughlin, Patrick Timponi, Carl Stewart, but Kenny Rohmeyer, Jeff Ward, just a lot of people there. It's a free event. Find out more at 590klbj.com. And in closing, my websites are prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv. We now have ronpaulwarroom.com with live blogging on the main page. We're going to be expanding all of that at ronpaulwarroom.com, really the latest breaking news on that subject and all things liberty. We also have prisonplanet.tv. We can see all 18 of my films, from Terror Storm to Endgame to Martial Law to Road to Tyranny to Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death in super high quality for download and burning the disc. A great way to wake people up. 15 cents a day for a monthly membership, or get 5 months free, and this offer ends in 10 days. 5 months free right now at prisonplanet.tv. And again, it's an armory of resistance to the New World Order. You can go there. All my TV shows, everything, burn them to disc. Give them to people. Wake people up on every subject you can imagine. It is just a library, a treasure trove of information. We'll be back next Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 5 Mountain. And I guess that'll be 2 to 4 Pacific. And, of course, the weekday show, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. All of it available at prisonplanet.com, our flagship website. Great job to Trey Kincaid right on the show. I want to say hi as well, and thanks for the great help in here with the Independent Film Channel folks. Take care.
From Austin, Texas.
I'm done.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around.